It's Annie Talk. This is episode 98 of our podcast. We are like two episodes away
from 100.
Wow, that's crazy.
I cannot believe that we've been doing that for that, doing this for that long.
I mean, I guess I thought it was gonna be like a quick, like, fading thing. We would just try it. No one would listen to us.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, is that negative?
Yes.
And then it would like fade away, but like it turned into like a thing, like a real thing. And here we are at episode 98. We'll have to think of something really special to do for our listeners on 100.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
We got you guys. Don't worry.
We got you. We love you. We got you.
Okay, so, some really good news today.
Boom.
Boom. Would you like to share the good news?
No,
you go. No, go ahead.
Well, I don't really know the rules.
You don't know how to phrase
stuff.
It. Okay, okay. So, Big Hit announced, amongst other things, that Jin, is going to be allowed to defer his enlistment for up to a year.
Yes.
So instead of him having to enlist
this
December, he can enlist at some point in 2021.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's exciting.
That is super duper exciting.
And I think that that's beneficial for Big Hit because this was supposed to be a huge year with this giant tour for BTS. Mm-hmm. And then COVID struck and it just stopped everything.
Yep.
So then people were like, oh no, what do
we
do?
We're not gonna see Jin!
Yeah, because things aren't going according to plan. Like, we were gonna have this giant tour, and then maybe Jin was gonna be able to enlist in December or whatever. But then that just didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So then people were like, well, what do we do now? Because we didn't really get to see BTS this year. Jin has to enlist in December. He'll be gone for 2 years. We'll never get that tour again. Or we won't for
with
a while.
Jin, yeah.
Because then you think, okay, Jin has to enlist, but then eventually all the other members. So it was just going to be like this thing. Okay, but that said, Jin has another year to wait.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great.
Yes.
So hopefully, fingers crossed, we get a vaccine, things start to open up, we get to have these mass gatherings, including concerts.
Mm-hmm.
We get our last hurrah with BTS
before
anyone enlists. What do you think?
I was so bummed when BTS had to cancel their tour and everything. And even we were like, okay, if they don't end up having to cancel it, and this is when like COVID wasn't too bad. We're like, are we gonna go? Like, are we gonna risk it? You know what I mean? We're like, I don't know. Like, because we love BTS.
Right, because we were, even before they had canceled ours, we were already thinking maybe we shouldn't go because it's dangerous.
Yeah. And we had just been to LA when there was like 3 cases and everyone was wearing a mask and being, like, the hand sanitizer was already sold out and things. So, like, it's gonna be, like, rough, you know what I mean? And especially because now we know that, like, traveling is the quickest way to get it, basically. You know what I mean?
Especially on an airplane. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about Jin.
Oh, like, sorry.
Come back.
I'm sorry. I got off topic, guys. Okay. So, when we went to the concert, like, Jin is... Obviously, he's one of the 7 members, and, like, BTS always say, like, love all 7 of us. There's 7 of us, you know what I mean? Like, there's not just 1 member. There's not 6 members. There's not 5 members. Like, there's 7, you know what I mean? And I feel like it's gonna leave a little hole in my heart if I see them without Jin, you know what I mean? So I really hope that we do get a vaccine and that we're able to go to mass gatherings, because obviously not everyone's gonna be able to get the vaccine, you know what I mean? And especially not right away.
But I guess I was looking for your reaction to the news. Like, are you happy?
I'm very happy. I don't know what you're asking me. I'm sorry. It's late.
You're not paying attention.
Yes,
okay, let's try it again. Ready?
Oh my
God. Okay, so Jin gets to wait a year to enlist. How do you feel about that?
Oh my God. Okay, so let me... I have this kind of saved in my phone. So let me read what these... these articles are saying, okay? Because it came along with an announcement about the IPO as well. Remember the initial public offering that we talked about where they're going to be a publicly traded company? Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's talk about Jin first and then I'll talk about the IPO. So they said, Big Hit stated in their press conference or press release, BTS consists of members born between 92 and 97 who are required to enlist as active duty soldiers. It has been assessed that it will be possible for the oldest member, Kim Suk Jin, to delay his enlistment until the end of 2021 based on the military service law. Okay?
Okay.
So then I was like, well, like, did things change or what? And, like, it had always been talked about that, you know, Korea has this exemption rule for people who...
basically have already made the country, like...
have done, yeah, like, a great service to the country. Like, and they would do musical artists, but they were more classical musical artists who have won, like, prestigious awards.
Mm-hmm. Or athletes.
Or athletes, like Olympians, okay? Mm-hmm. And everyone kept saying, this does not carry over to K-pop idols. So then I read, I was like, military service law. So I was like, I wonder if there was like a change to it. So it does say new provisions that are supposed to be finalized this week. Say individuals who have worked in the arts and culture for more than 3 years made an outstanding contribution to enhancing national status and have been recognized by the government for their services may extend their registration. So they can delay it.
Okay.
So that's the new provision. And I think the thing is, they're not saying you don't to, right?
They're saying you can delay it.
You can delay it.
Okay. I wonder how long, I guess it's a year. But
it's a
I
year.
Wonder if they can I wonder
keep
how
delaying
far.
And delaying. Yeah. I don't think so.
But I just wonder how far, like, or if they'll change it to more than a year in the future.
I don't know. But, so then the question has also always been, like, will they do it all at the same time?
Yeah.
Will they just do it one at a time?
Oh, God, I don't want them to do it one at a time.
Okay, I kind of think that's what they're going to
do. No!
Wait. Let me tell you why, okay? Here's the rest of that statement. It's kind of long, but just listen. To prepare for the risk of artists suspending their activities due to military enlistment, illnesses, or accidents, the company is continuing to expand the ratio of revenue earned through products that do not require direct participation from artists, such as merchandise and licensing and video content. So they're saying, we're trying not to be so vested in the artists having to do all these things, and we're trying to find more ways where we can generate revenue
without the artist
having to directly do stuff, okay? Which we knew, because we talked about these online concerts, we talked about their them acquiring Pletus Entertainment, so now they have
17, groups,
they have other groups, they have TXT. But anyways, and also the audio video company who, like, broadcasts these online concerts for them.
Oh, yeah.
And also the company that runs Weaver. So those are, and we talked about this, like them trying to diversify themselves. Okay, now wait. Here's why I think that they're going to do it, not necessarily one at a time, but not all together. To minimize the risk of reduced sales due to our core artists' impending hiatus from issues, including military enlistment, we are reviewing a wide variety of business options, such as pre-produced albums and video content. Now listen, as well as a flexible operation of artists who are able to promote. To me, that means doing things with the remaining members who aren't currently enlisted.
So, this is where my other thing comes in, which is I feel that they should do like 4 and then 3, okay? Or they should do like 2 at a time. But I feel like the best way to do it for me would be to do 4 then 3.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? because then if, okay, let's say you do the Haiyang line, then you have Jin, RM, Suga, and J-Hope gone, okay? So then you're left with three singers.
Okay, but then you're down the whole rap line.
I know, too. That's what I'm saying. So that's why you shouldn't do just the three.
The
I think that you should do, like, you should do every other or something like that. Like, leave RM with them. Like, take Jin and Suga, and then take J-Hope or some, or like take one of the singers, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like they should do that so that way they have a rapper. And obviously Jungkook can double as a rapper, you know, I'm sure they all can. But
oh my god.
I think that they should do it like that, where they should do three and four, because then that is 4 years without the whole group.
I mean, I was always a fan of just get it all done. Yeah, everybody go
true.
Together.
Yep.
Just go. We'll be fine for 2 years. Big Hit can do all this video merchandise stuff with us for 2 years. And then it's just done. I just feel like doing it, breaking it up, just prolongs it. And I'm like,
I have to
wait like 7 years to get them all back together for a concert.
I really don't want to wait that long.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm just like,
I think that they should try and minimize it as much as they can. Because like you said, we can wait.
We'll wait.
Like, just do all the right. Like, this year, get all your crap together and be like, okay, we're gonna do all this pre-release stuff, you know what I mean? And then you guys are all gonna go into the military, and then we can space those things out. We have other groups that we can give them, and merchandise and sales and different things that we haven't released yet, you know what
right.
I mean?
And then it's just done. It's like taking a Band-Aid off.
You gotta do it
just
quick.
Just do it quick. Just go. Just do it. So,
just
so
do it.
I'm still like team everybody enlist at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know. But we'll see what happens. It's like you said, they could do another revision to this military service law next year, and then
you don't even know.
Maybe they don't even have to enlist. I don't know. But people are super critical of them not enlisting.
Really?
Yes. Koreans, and like K-pop fans and stans of other groups, they're like, they better enlist because all these other people had to enlist. Yeah.
Well, I was watching this video one time that was basically, and I'll hurry up, but
no, you're fine.
That was basically like, these people ask Koreans like on the street like what they think about BTS being exempt, and most of them were like, well, I think that if they made a contribution to the nation and they like a really good one, they're like, I think that they should be exempt because we've let athletes who do basically the same thing and really get Korea out there and things to the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think the hard thing becomes...
is because people have already done it.
Well, so not only that, but where do you draw the line?
Yeah.
Because there's so many K-pop idols...
that are starting to kind of make paths...
Well, but people will be like, well, you let those K-pop idols not enlist. How come you don't let these K-pop idols not enlist? So...
they need to have, like, a criteria.
But that's what I think. I think it's too hard at this point to establish very clear criteria.
Like, for BTS. I think in the future they can, but I don't think right now, like,
well,
you said,
well, I don't know. Like, what awards are, quote-unquote, like, prestigious enough? Or, you know, what amount of revenue, or how do you even calculate that? I don't know. I think it's just too hard to discern all those variables.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have a lot more to talk about. I just want to say one more thing on this podcast. So the other thing that was announced in this like press conference was that with this initial public offering of Big Hit, they gave each member 68,385 shares, okay? Remember what I said what a share was? So it's like you own part of the company, okay? And you have this share, and it's worth this price, and then you hope, or you expect in a few years, it's worth more, okay? So... they're saying, based on this, if Big Hit gives each member these 68,000 shares and they're able to get their maximum requested value for the share, which I think was
$114 a share, then that basically means they're giving each member like almost $8 million worth of company ownership.
Oh my God.
Okay, so I don't know if that makes sense. So basically they own part, each member owns part of the company now.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
But not only that, but if they were to sell all their shares the next day after this IPO, they would make almost $8 million. Now they don't want to do that because if you're one of the major shareholders in a company, you actually have voting rights in terms of like what direction the company's going to take.
Which I think is a great situation for them to be in, mm-hmm. because even as K-pop idols, BTS are some of the most well-known artists, do you know what I mean? So they have an eye, and each member has a different, almost like talent in that, like Hobi can choreograph, like Jin and Tae really know how to sing, Jimin's a dancer, you know, Jungkook films, RM and Suga are basically producers, you know what I mean?
I think they also did it as like an attempt to show respect, like we appreciate
that you guys
what we've all created together.
Oh like, my God, that's so cool.
Yeah. So yeah, that's
awesome.
That's a big deal for them too. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. So anyways, that's that. 16 minutes, lots of news,
wow.
lots of announcements. I guess that's it. So we have more to talk about, but I want to make it a separate podcast.
Yeah.
All right. So thanks for listening to this one. Episode what?
Episode
98. Stay tuned for 99 and hopefully something special for 100. We got to get creative and think of something. All right. Thanks so much, guys. Talk to you soon.